This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, what does it mean to be a preferred customer if everyone is a preferred customer? Macy's department store is doubling down on its rewards program by offering rewards and special discounts to all shoppers, not just to Macy's credit card holders. The company hopes to build off of momentum it began to see at the end of 2017. With Macy's latest results due any minute now and its stock down about 1% in pre-market trading, here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein.
Making it easier to join a rewards program makes it easier for Macy's to learn about what its customers want.
The more people you have in the program, the more people that you're monitoring their transactions, the better foot forward you can put for that individual customer because you know more about them than you did if they were just anonymous.
That's Patrick Reynolds with Session M, a company that helps big brands run their loyalty programs. The trouble with a rewards plan that's tied to a Macy's card is that you limit the size of the data pool, potentially missing out on would-be shoppers like millennials who often avoid signing up for store brand credit cards. Neil Saunders with Global Data Retail says the move won't hurt, but it doesn't address Macy's most pressing problem.
The core problem for Macy's is its stores are not very pleasant to shop, and also the products in Macy's aren't that great either.
Saunders says walking into a Macy's is like walking back into the 1970s. He says if the department store chain is serious about a turnaround, it needs to become a destination, with or without rewards. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.